How's your experience been at BYU so far? Has it been what you thought it would be?
It's been great, yeah. I think everything that I wanted it to be and more. I've loved it. Appreciate it.
Is there anything these first couple of, I guess, first couple of weeks here really for you in general since the start of the season that's kind of surprised you about coming back to Provo?
I think I've really been surprised about the level of unity that the players have here. You know, when I first got recruited here in 2020, they had a good family orientation. But now the level of unity between the boys, the level of relationships between the coaches and everyone, it's just been phenomenal to be a part of. And it definitely surprised me. So, you know, just because in 2020 it was a little different, sure. But it's amazing now.
I figured you were going to say you weren't wearing a name tag because I think the last time you were on campus.
That too, yeah. Right? The last time I saw Kalani, I was, you know, was either the Utah game versus BYU, right. Or it was, you know, when I baptized his son back here in 2022. So,
okay.
Yeah, a little different tag on the shoulder now.
Really. What's your different relationship like with Coach Kalani, not just as a coach, but because it seems like you kind of go back with him for personal reasons?
With Kalani, we're just more than just a coaching player relationship. We're really family. And more than that, we're trying to be, you know, the connection that he's allowed me to have with him is one of a leadership role. Instead of just being a player, it's more so being a pillar and having that opportunity to unite and unify what he's seen as his vision and try to incorporate. And now being able to do that as a player, you know, sometimes it's difficult seeing it from authority. And so now having it uplift from the locker room is a huge opportunity between us.
Different group of guys on the D line. What have some of the learning curves been for just working together as a unit as a whole?
Some of the learning curves has just been learning how each of us, the style of play. You know, one thing you want to have as a D-line is the ability to flow off of one another. And so being able to work your pass rush, your run defense, understanding the type of defense alignment that they are next to you helps to ultimately just combat O-lines as a whole. Because it's easier to block, you know, great individual D-line, but it's very difficult as a great unified D-line for an O-line to stop us. So we're just building that.
And the O-line is kind of a different unit too. From what you've seen going up against them in practice, what are some things that maybe they can improve on? There were maybe some things that they're doing well.
I think our O-line is doing really well right now of competing their butt off. You know, one thing that you always want to see in every drill and every opportunity when they take the field is you just want to see ultimate effort, right? We're not going to be perfect, right? The definition of being a champion is not being perfect, it's being deliberate. And that's what our O-line is doing really well. I think they can always be a little bit more vocal because the front of the team is what I believe is the heart of the team, whether defense or offensive front. So I think they can improve, but they're great, great guys.
I can't remember who came here first, you or Carson Ryan, but when you found out he was coming here, what was your kind of reaction?
When I seen Carson come in here, I just, you know, regardless of the player, my connection to them, I just want the best for whoever it is. You know, when I was up at the U, we had tons of guys leave, and it was just best of luck for them. When Carson left, I was like, oh, good for him. You know, he found a new home. At the time, I didn't know what I wanted. But now being unified with him again is a blessing. We, you know, our lockers are right next to each other, so we have a lot of fun here.
I know it's really good.
He's a great player. Great guy.
I know it's really early, but do you have any personal goals for this upcoming season?
Best in the country. There's nothing, anything less than that is good, but we want to be the best. We want to be, you know, as a D-line, and then for my individual goals, I just want to be the best version of myself, and I believe in myself highly. And so, All-American, All-Big 12, first-round draft pick, that's the goals, man.
What's been your experience working with Jay Hill and the other coaches on defensive staff so far?
Intelligent people. I love, well, first and foremost, again, I spoke on the connection earlier, and I think they just have an amazing relationship with their players, and I'm blessed to be a part of that. And second is their intelligence and attention to detail is second to none. I just love their drills are so oriented with performance. They're so oriented with connecting the players. They're so oriented with our scheme, and it's just something that's just been a phenomenal to be a part of. But again, their intelligence and connection is second to none.
I missed my timelines up a little bit, so correct me if I'm totally wrong. But you played briefly for Sione up at the U, right?
No.
Did your paths ever cross?
We didn't. He recruited me again out of high school. Correct. Okay. But no, I was never, I never got the opportunity up there. Amazing coaches I had up there, but I love being reunited with Coach Bowa.
I was going to say, that's a pretty cool reunion for you to be able to see him again and work with him and all that.
It is, it is. We had that strong connection in high school when he recruited me. You know, we'd FaceTime. I knew his wife. I knew his boys. And now being able to see him day to day and to text and to call and to talk about formations and stuff, that development of myself is just something that I've been longing for, and I'm blessed to be reunited with him. Yeah.